Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. We have all the football going on today. We have NFL, NCAA, and MLB, of course, as well as my weekly tech segment. We're going to be talking about audio and, you know, different headphones and what that means and, you know, what you should really be looking for. First off, let's start off with the NFL. All right, so yesterday it was the Bucs versus the Browns. We got a chance to see Jameis Winston play, so that was very cool. But at the same time, the Bucs. Give me 1 second here. The Bucs did lose 31-7, but oh well. We were able to see Jameis Winston, and I was able to watch, you know, some of the game. The Bucs offensive line did not do jack for Jameis. They couldn't protect him. They just couldn't protect him, and it wasn't the fact that Jameis Winston couldn't read. You know, this new defense coming in with the 3-4 defense, he couldn't read it. No, that wasn't the deal. That wasn't the issue, and I counted the seconds. He had an average of 2 seconds to get rid of the ball, where the average should be 3, maybe 4, you know. So, and running-wise, Doug Martin didn't do very well. He had 40 yards, and it just really goes to show you kind of that the Bucs offensive line could not put together or could not defend them. You know, they could not block. You know, they couldn't do anything. Now, here is some light for the Redskins. The Redskins quarterback, RG's first week of preseason football. But they have new light in Kirk Cousins. He went 20 for 27 and threw one touchdown and went for 190 yards. He went up against the Ravens, and the Ravens, respectively, one of the best defenses out there. You know, they did very well. And the other thing, too, is, you know, half of Joe Flacco's yards were from a big throw to Steve Smith. So, big pass. But, you know, it was just great work by Kirk Cousins. Anyway, that's pretty much what's going on in the NFL. Once the regular season kicks off, I will start to be doing that or the predictions again. For today's games, we have the Texans and the Saints, and the Cardinals and the Raiders. Now, what we'll be doing is we'll be doing the next week. So basically, next week we will start the predictions, because after next week, did I get that right? I think I did, because, yes, I did get that right. So next week will be the last preseason games, right? So, and then the week after that will be the regular season. So I will be predicting 1 week ahead of time, if you can see where I'm going with that. So that's how I'll be going with the NFL and that sort of thing. NCAA football, college football is back, and I'm more than happy, more than ready for it. College football is one of my favorites. It's always very exhilarating, and, you know, I love college game day, tuning in and watching those guys, you know, see how they do their broadcasts. Next week, it will be the start of the season with USF and FSU. That's a game I'm looking forward to. USF should be okay this year, and I'm looking forward to seeing how they do. Without Jameis Winston, Florida State might not do so well. I'm next week. I'm looking at or next week in college football. We have on Thursday. We actually start the regular season for college, I guess. And then Saturday is the second round of games. So on Thursday, the only good game looks to be Wisconsin and Alabama. That should, you know, I'm looking forward to see how Wisconsin does, how Alabama does. It should be a pretty good game. That's Thursday. And then the game to look out for Saturday is the hold on 1 second here. I'm looking at Georgia and Vanderbilt. That should be an okay game, as well as Oklahoma and Tennessee. Those should be the best matched games. But the game of the night is Oregon and Michigan State. That is Saturday night, September 12th. That should be a great game to kick off the season. It's at 8 o'clock on ABC, if you guys would like to see that. 8 o'clock p.m., that is. So very, very excited for, you know, college football coming back. Switching over to Major League Baseball now, the Rays, you know, it's, I always come into this segment and I'm like, oh boy, we have to look at the Rays again. But the AL East is very interesting. I thought that, you know, the Yankees had it in the bag and they weren't going to have to worry at all. But it turns out that Toronto came from behind and decided to take that from the Yankees. The Braves are 4.5 games behind, and they have 4 teams to compete with. That is Minnesota, L.A. Angels, the Baltimore, and Cleveland. And Baltimore is in their division, so, you know, not good stuff there for the Rays. I mean, I'll be looking to see how they do. Of course, I hope they don't get last because, you know, Boston is 3 games behind them. But I don't know. It'll be between the Yankees and Toronto. And, you know, Toronto's hot right now. So, but the best team in the league as of right now is St. Louis. So we'll see how that goes. And for the first time in a long time, Kansas City might actually go to the playoffs. With 80 wins, they're leading their division by 14 games. But that's not the biggest lead. Of course, that goes to St. Louis with 29 games ahead of Cincinnati. Wow. That's 29.5, actually. Milwaukee is 29 games behind. So, oh, well. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Stay right here. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break to do our Tech Talk segment.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million bagel bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ, and welcome back to another edition of PJ Sports Talk. So this is our Tech Talk segment. And we're going to be talking about audio and what audio is, what it means, you know, what headsets are good, what headsets I recommend, you know, things like that. Now, I just want to say that in the tech world, there's nothing that you need to do what works for you. That's my saying. You need to do what works for you. Because what works for me might not work for you. It's all, you know, it's all circumstance. You know, there's, you say to a person from your tech, from Best Buy or whatever, yeah, my computer blue screened. Well, that's great. I don't know what you know, the actual ins and outs of it is, so I can't really help you, because blue screen just thing does is what your computer does when multiple things happen. You know, they can tell you the most common thing, but if that doesn't work, you know, they can't really. So, anyways, just in the tech industry, if somebody gives you a tutorial or something like that and it doesn't work, don't get mad at them, because they don't know the ins and outs. What I would suggest if you have a problem is go to a forum page, most likely the company's forum page, whatever product you're having a problem with, go there and see what's going on there. But anyway, audio. So there's a few things that you need to take into account. And for this, for right now, I'm going to be talking about headphones. Speakers is a whole different thing. Speakers, it just really depends on what you like. It's personal preference. You need to go to Best Buy and try them out. And even with headphones, you're going to want to try these out, because what might feel comfortable to me might not feel comfortable to you. And I'm going to give you some really good alternatives, you know, things that are good in price and things like that. So first off, I'm going to start off with the cream of the crop, the best of the best, you know, the headphones. And that would be the Audio Technicas. Audio Technica has great, you know, makes great headphones, and you can set them up. It's all personalizable, and it's noise-canceling headphones. It is not noise isolation, but it cancels out the noise around you. So it's very useful for things like music production, and things like that. But let's say you need to listen to see if somebody comes in the door or whatever, this would not be the headphones for you. I would, you know, suggest maybe earbuds or something like that, not over the ear headphones. Speaking of earbuds, there's very, you know, you go to something like Tiger Direct or something like that, and you find a lot of headphones that are, you know, $140 or whatever, and you know, you don't really want to spend that much on headphones. So there are very good alternatives. I know for a fact that Skullcandy makes very good earbuds, but it really doesn't matter. With earbuds, it's more of, you know, whatever you like, whatever fits in your ear the best. You know, people rag on Apple headphones, and using Apple headphones in a phone, I find can be very, very annoying, especially because most of the time when I use my earbuds, I'm lying down, and they have a little dongle on the headphones where it has some settings, so you can change the volume, you can activate voice control or pause/play your music, but I don't find that helpful. It can be very annoying at times, and so that's the only downside to the Apple earbuds. But if you plug that into your computer does not recognize the dongle. Only Apple products do. So Apple earbuds, they come with an iPhone. So if you have an iPhone, just use those. They're very good. You're able to hear, you know, on the outside. So if you're not one for noise cancellation, that's what I would use. Now, the Audio Technicas is the cream of the crop. Right, but they are very, very expensive. There's other companies that make headphones too. You have HyperX and all these different companies. But I will tell you this. Do not buy Beats by Dre. That is the worst thing that you can do. They're not bad headphones. I'm not telling you they're bad headphones, but they're just very, very overpriced. There's lots of other companies out there, like Boise. I've never known how to pronounce that name, but you know, it's, you know, we'll just kind of see. But I would always suggest, before you buy the headphones, unless you have a friend that recommends them, to always go and try them out, because you never know what you're going to get. I know the HyperX Cloud 2s are very good. They have memory foam, and they also have a surround sound button where you can hit surround sound, and they're also noise-canceling headphones, so they go over the ear. Now, the thing that you might be asking me, how do you create surround sound with headphones? It's basically with equalizers. And if you don't know what equalizers are, it's your bass, it's your treble, you know, it's different pitches that you have. And there's a certain, you know, there's a sweet spot for your ears that make it sound like it's surround sound going on there. And it's very cool. The Cloud 2s, I've seen them, they look very nice. And so, you know, that's basically a little bit about audio and that sort of thing. And, you know, if you, the only thing you have to worry about is the audio jack. Because if your headphones break, it's normally not from the material, you know, or the cord or anything. It's the audio jack. And that's the thing that plugs into your computer, into the motherboard to give you the interface. And you want to make sure that your audio jack is very good, because that was the problem with the old Apple headphones. The audio jack would be very flimsy, and if you were to bend it just a little bit, your headphones would be done. So, you know, now that they've upgraded that, I find Apple headphones are very good, Apple earbuds. So that's basically a little bit about that, a little bit about audio. I will see you next Sunday on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. I will see you next week for another edition of PJ Sports Talk. Remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. Have a great Sunday.